Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back, and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hello, and thank you for joining us today. I'm your guest host, Rhonda Brand, sitting in for Vicki Winterton. And today, I am so excited that we have Melissa Hood, better known as Missy. Let me just give you a little information about this author. After losing 40 jobs in 15 years, Missy Hood had suffered and struggled to overcome her ADHD. Missy triumphed over her condition and has gone on to achieve great things. And she wants to inspire others to do the same. Upon completing her own research study at the prestigious Texas State University, she decided sharing her own life story in an autobiography would assist others dealing with the same disorder. Today, Missy is enrolled in Concordia University's doctorate program in education as she pursues her passion for teaching others in the field of transformational leadership. Today, Missy lives in Round Rock, Texas, and she continues to counsel and raise up those deemed less likely to succeed. Welcome, Missy. It is such a blessing to meet you today. And I'm sure our readers are going to be excited to hear from you today. And learning so much about you today, I was curious to know, how did you come to your passion and your purpose in life, and how did you come to your calling?
Well, firstly, thank you for having me on the show, Rhonda. It's a pleasure to have met you. And I think my life, this process that I've been in, has been like a 30-year process, because the ADHD condition wasn't discovered until about 17 years ago. So when I was going through school, they didn't know what it was that I was struggling with. And so that combined with a lot of the other components of my life and the struggles of my life that I was going through, because ADHD is just one component, I've had a lot of life losses. And so much so that I once had a pastor tell me, she couldn't look at me for like 20 minutes, and after about 20 minutes, of sitting there with her, she finally looked up and apologized because she said she'd never met anybody with so much loss on their life. I was completely beside myself in that moment, wondering, wow, I came to a pastor for help. I can't even find help here. And so my purpose is to transform lives for Christ. It's to use my book and teach about praying the word and slicing and dicing the enemy with the power of the word, but also teaching people about obstacles such as ADHD or, say, financial obstacles, health obstacles, marriage obstacles, that they can be removed through the power of prayer.
Beautiful. Missy, when did you start writing?
Oh, gosh. I've been a writer all my life, actually, but I didn't become a serious writer probably until about 5 years ago. And it was when I felt, you know, compelled by the Lord to start a blog site that I currently still maintain called Tame Your Braino. And I talk about different issues that people go through and real life struggles. I always end it with a prayer. So I've kind of adapted that now into like a encouragement, like a daily blurbs of encouragement and daily nuggets of wisdom. Funny, sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're very serious, sometimes they're just you know what they are, but they're placed out there daily to encourage my followers.
Wonderful. So what inspires you to create and to write?
I think what brings me inspiration is being able to help people. Ever since I was a little girl, all I ever wanted to do was help people. And I didn't know how that would evolve. I had no idea it would evolve into what it's evolved in now. But now I'm into doing big things and trying to do the most work for the Lord that I can possibly do and helping to transform lives.
That's beautiful. What challenges have you faced with your writing?
I think the biggest challenge is just getting past myself. Every writer, I feel like, wonders, does anybody really care about what I have to say? And we have to really, really be firm in our convictions and know that, you know, the message that God has given us is something that he's only given to us. And nobody else can walk my walk for me. I can't walk theirs. And I've been placed into the earth for such a time as this. And so I'm just here to complete the assignment God's given me and to help as many as I can help.
Amazing. What are some of your favorite writing tools? Do you have a certain software, certain pen, or certain routine?
I do, actually. I utilize Grammarly. I love the Grammarly application. I utilize it in my research within my EDD program as well as in my personal writing. And so I use that. But I also write like I talk, which my editor probably hates me for, but I like to keep it real. I just like to keep it real.
Great. That's wonderful. So what do you hope readers will take away from your book?
I want my readers to be inspired. What I do in my book, my strategy is to take them all the way down with me, as far down as God took me, and then pivot it where he starts bringing me back up. Because they say before God takes you up, he takes you all the way down. And it's to break you down and then build you back up his way, and to also develop compassion for humanity and for other people. And so when you do that, I think people are astounded by how much loss I've gone through and how much difficulty I've walked through. And then they see the paradigm shift occur, and they're like, wow, there is hope after the storm. If she can make it through that, then I can make it through this, kind of the thing.
Amen. And can you tell our listeners the name of your book?
My book is called Memoirs of an ADHD Mind, God Was a Genius in the Way He Made Me.
Amen. What impact would you like to see your book have on the world?
You know, like I said earlier, too, my life goal has always been to help people. And I want to inspire people and help them to overcome the obstacles that the enemies come at them in life with. I believe God shifted us out, without getting into a big, long sermon, but God has shifted us out of just our own prayers and our own way of praying and learning to use an effective tool of praying the Word, which is 100% effective 100% of the time, because God is the Word. He said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So when we release God on our lips, when we release his Word on our lips, we release power. And it's power to every situation to transform and change things, because I believe prayer changes things. You have to do it in the right season with the right tool, the way God wants us to.
Amen. I feel like I'm just about to sit over here and just shout listening to you. This is so powerful. And I know our listeners are enjoying everything that you have to say. And so, Missy, do you coach people how to pray?
Actually, I do. At one point in my walk, I was used by God to train up prayer teams in New York, New Jersey, between New York, New Jersey, and Texas. And so, and I was also doing it around the Texas region. And then God transitioned me out of that. And I've been in kind of a, what do you say, character building mode the last 10 years, because I feel like the anointing can take you somewhere, but unless your character's there to sustain you, you won't be able to maintain that level of blessing. And so I feel like I had no idea God was taking me to this new level. And I really feel like the last 10 years have been God preparing me for this new level.
And how can our listeners connect with you if they would like to invite you to come speak, or where can they get your book And how can they email you? Do you have a website? And if so, can you let our listeners know?
You bet. If you want to email me directly, you can email me at memoirsofanadhdmindaltogether@gmail.com. And you can buy my book at Barnes & Noble, any Barnes & Noble, on Amazon.com. You can purchase it through my publisher, Morgan James Publishing, or through any indie bookbound publisher or bookseller.
Wonderful. And do you have any parting words for our listeners today? And tell us the name of your book once more, because I would like to encourage everyone to please support Melissa Hood, as known as Missy. And as she said, you can get her book at Barnes & Noble on Amazon.com.
My book name is Memoirs of an ADHD Mind. God was a genius in the way he made me. And also I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and several other sites. Those are my primary. But, yeah, come follow me on social media.
Thank you so much. I'm sure our listeners are going to run out and get your book. Thank you so much for being such an inspiration to thousands of families, women, children, and men. God bless you, Missy. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
I want to thank our listeners for joining us today. And if you'd like to discover more about Expert Insights Publishing, our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, and our global communities and broadcasts, go to GetEI.com. That's GETEI.com. Everyone, have a wonderful week.